Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So what do we have today? Well, it appears that Critical Role has reached the big time. Now, Critical Role is a bunch of voice actors that, they do voice acting. They do, quote, live play D&D web series, and they give unrealistic expectations to new gamers as to what to expect from D&D. Hoo-hoo! Professional voice actors giving you a live play. I'm sure that's exactly what it's like at your table, right? Have you ever heard me play with accents? I could do Jackie Mason, and I could do Abu, and yeah, I could do the Irish brogue, the wee bit of leprechaun, but you're not going to get professional shit at your table, and if you think you are, out of your fucking mind. However, this is actually kind of cool. I didn't even realize that Critical Role had kickstarted Critical Role, The Legend of Vox Machina. Animated special. They're going to do an animated single 30-minute episode, pretty much, that's linked to the campaign of their game. And that's cool, because that's where I want to see voice actors. I want to see them on a cartoon. I don't want to see them pretending to play D&D. I want to see them pretending to be those wizards and all the other et cetera shit. So, not only did they fund for one episode, they funded for 10 episodes. They raised over $11 million for this concept. Now, you know, it should be, what can I say? Obviously, there is a desire from the gaming public to have some gaming animation. And they said they funded 10 episodes. But today it was announced that Amazon ordered 2 seasons of this Critical Role series, which really means is that they funded 10 episodes for themselves. Apparently the first season is going to get a bonus 2 episodes. And then there's a 12-episode season 2. Hollywood Reporter, the adult action comedy, is based on the popular web series in which voice actors play through their Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Critical Role, the media company behind the popular web series of the same name, has partnered with Amazon Prime Video to bring an animated version of the program exclusively to the platform. Critical Role, The Legend of Vox Machina, or Machina, whatever the fuck, I can never pronounce that word, based on the adventures and characters in the Critical Role online series, is an adult animated action comedy. Adult animated action comedy. Okay. Starring the voice actors and creators of the Critical Role brand, Amazon Studios has ordered 2 seasons of the upcoming series and has also inked the first look deal with the company to develop further projects for Amazon Prime exclusively. Now, I know a lot of people that are younger, and they pay a lot of attention to Critical Role. Critical Role, they show their stuff on, I believe, Twitch? Yes. And guess who owns Twitch? Amazon. So the synergy here is fucking huge, right? And I guess they've reached that critical mass. They've shown that we can raise $11 million for this show. And the big name over at Critical Role is Matt Mercer. He goes to conventions. I swear to God, I've probably walked past this motherfucker multiple times. I have no idea what he fucking looks like. I don't watch Critical Role. I've caught bits and pieces of it. Usually when people have, you know, snagged a bit and put it up on YouTube. And it has the same, the live plays or whatever you want to call it. Web series with voice actors, where they're playing out their quote D&D game. It It is an improv, from what I've seen. It looks very scripted. And if I want something that's scripted, I'll go for a cartoon, right? Or a TV series, not people pretending to role play at a table. So, not saying these people aren't skilled. Obviously, they are. I like the fact that we're going to be getting a cartoon series out of this as opposed to live plays. I swear to God, I think there's only, even on like podcasts, these live plays of RPG sessions, there was one that I really enjoyed. God, it's been a couple of years. Didn't even distribute through the normal podcast methods. And if somebody can remember what the hell it was called, it was the DM and his family. Wife and kids, and he put in some sound effects after. It was good. I felt like I was actually listening to possibly a real session of RPG playing with all the bullshit cut out. All right. And that's the other thing. I don't really personally enjoy live plays. I've never done one. I've never recorded one. If you did a live play with any of the groups that I play with, all right, I'm retired. My pension is guaranteed. But I strongly suspect that others would have issues with their employment based upon the sense of humor that we have and how we play out live. And that's why I know a Critical Role is scripted. Because there's no way you can keep that stuff out. But this cartoon looks really interesting. If you go to the Critical Role Kickstarter page, I will link that in the show notes. You will see what is, listen, scoot through the initial shit of them bantering back and forth and go to about 4 minutes into the 6.5 minute video and you can get a little clip of what they planned. I personally said, I'm looking forward to it. Not my preferred version of anime, but certainly enough that I will watch it on Amazon, especially since it'll be included in Amazon Prime and therefore will be free. And, you know, I'm glad these folks are branching out. You know, again, if these live plays that they've done has gotten to the point where now they can do animation, so much the better. They got the voices for it, that's for sure. So that's what's going on today. That's the that's the interesting bit of tidbit news for today. As for Game Hall Con stuff, I pitched a couple of ideas, and pretty much every idea I pitched went over well. One thing I didn't pitch, and that is I might have mentioned this before, but I am thinking of adding more of a more direct sponsorship to the podcast and to the blog. And as such, allow people from the community, companies, Kickstarters that are aimed at us, you, me, the listeners, as opposed to these random things that we get through Anchor. You know, yes, money makes the world go round. Money I make off the podcast goes to better equipment, such as my blue mic and the mic I was able to take with me to Game Hall. And I'd like to keep on increasing the quality of this podcast. Not to the point where it actually sounds like a legitimate podcast. I'm not looking to get to that point. I'm just talking about have the sounds be cleaner and everything else. I do this all in one shot. I do it without a script. So you get the unvarnished tank car. What else? Oh, should throw this in. So one of the players in one of my games, very nice guy. I'm not going to name him because, well, he pointed out to me, and he enjoyed the podcast, listens to the podcast, pointed out to me that I was about 10 times more personable in person than I am on a podcast. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And I think the major reason is obviously you're not getting to see me raise my eyes and tilt my head and all these other inflections. And, Yeah, there's a thought that maybe this should be turned into a YouTube. I don't know. I like my little corner of the podcast world here. Then I'd actually have to like, you know, clean up the room or put up a blue screen or something like that. But things to think about. If you don't think I am extremely personable on the podcast, I apologize. You know, meet me in person. I'll shake your hand. I'll give you a hug. Well, you know, one of those, like, you know, bro hugs. But in any case, come to some cons, man. Come to some cons. All right, folks. On that note, I'm going to bid thee adieu. I kind of caught up on sleep today from post-game Hulk Con jet lag, but I could still use a little bit more. And it's only 8 o'clock. Holy shit. Might watch an episode or two of Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime. Not trying to convert anybody, but decent series. All right, folks. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice and roll them well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow.